one page big all the time. They say, well, we just report what happens. I said, that's why it keeps happening. If you keep saying something, it's established. Well, you know, we got to be true to journalism. We need some anointed journalism who got vision. Let's speak that the Bahamas is a blessed place. There is no crime. There is peace in our streets. And the young people are behaving. And young people are submitted to adults. And adults are behaving themselves, staying married. Amen. Don't look at me. Say amen. Let me tell you something. Your tongue, the Bible says, has death and life in it. Well, you know, we got to be true to journalism. We need some anointed journalism who got vision. Let's speak that the Bahamas is a blessed place. There is no crime. There is peace in our streets. And the young people are behaving. And young people are submitted to adults. And adults are behaving themselves, staying married. Amen. Don't look at me. Say amen. Let me tell you something. Your tongue, the Bible says, has death and life in it. Jesus said, and when you pray, believe what you say. He says, and if you believe what you said, it shall come to pass. So you don't wait till you see it. You say it till you see it. God's word is the only thing he performs. He doesn't perform your description of your problems. I was impressed by the first chapter of the Bible. First three verses. I love it. It's so deep. It says, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Okay, that's what God saw. Some of your life is like that right now. Everything you see, it's dark. That's why God sent you to this meeting this morning, to listen to your senior pastor, to tell you, stop telling people what you see. But I know how I can make it. I know how I can pay this. And I know what can happen next month. And Lord, they're coming to repossess this. And Lord, because if you just shut your mouth. I'm talking to someone. Prayer is not telling God what's wrong. Prayer is telling him what he promised to fix what's wrong. God saw the darkness. Okay, I mean, it's obvious you're broke. Hold that for me, because I'm getting heat hot right here. See, you stop telling us you ain't feeling good. You know you ain't feeling good, so keep that to yourself. Don't share your bad feelings with everybody. Because what you're doing, you compounding it, you're giving the devil a lot of work to perform. Hallelujah. God could see. Write this down. Never pray what you see. Pray what you desire. God wanted light. He saw dark. So the next three words says, and God said. Now God saw, but he didn't say what he saw. He said what he desired. That's prayer. You know, Paul says, I've been in many afflictions, but nothing can separate me. Paul had such a positive speech. Paul said, because I believe, therefore I speak. You don't speak what you see. You speak what you believe. Say, neighbor, I coming out. I know what you're in, but say it again. I am coming out. Now say this. He promised me many are the afflictions of the righteous, but my Lord shall. I don't feel like running. Praise God. When they ask you how you're doing, tell them, I am in the shall. I am being delivered. Say it. Say it loud. Stand up on your feet and scream it loud. One more time. Shout it loud. Give God a praise and sit down. Hallelujah. You don't say what you see in prayer. How you doing? I'm being delivered. How your family? Being delivered. How that son, that baby boy? Being delivered. How your marriage? Lord, being delivered. Come on, give God a praise. I'm being delivered. That's the word, Pastor. He is looking for you to give him his word to perform. Prayer is not about complaining. It's about proclaiming. Tell your neighbor, I am strong.
I'm strong.
Hey boy, kick your knee. Say, I'm strong. Next knee, I'm strong. Next time your knee start acting up, just say, I am strong. He said, let the weak say. He didn't say feel. He said, say. Oh, glory. God, a big hand. He said, don't wait till you feel it. He said, say it. My back is good. How you doing? My back is good. He said, give me something to work on. Hallelujah. God don't perform bad things. No good thing will he withhold. He don't, Lord, for pain, because the God performed the pain. The devil said, thank you, I used that. Give me more pain. Pum. The devil performs things too, see? Yeah. You know, this new book they bought out that you all wasted your money on. And what, the secret? I give you all the secret right there. The whole book is about that. Say positive what you want. They stole that from God and didn't give him credit. Don't buy no secret. You got it in your hand. That book right there in your hand, that's the secret right there. Give God a big praise. Don't waste your money no more. Tell your neighbor, I feel rich. Shakana muraba satiramukaha. Hallelujah. Say it, I am rich. Don't wait till no money come. Give him something to perform so he can get it to you. I was telling God that I was debt free for years. And it seemed like it was taking long, you know. But I was giving him something to work with. So please don't be jealous of me. And I confess in the same thing over this ministry, that we shall be debt free in Jesus' name, so we can build those buildings out there. Tell your neighbor, I am a giver. Let me tell you what your goal should be in life. To just be a giver. Everything you get, you don't need. You hear me? I prophesy, I pray, lift your hand, catch the prophecy, that the day will come in your life when your salary will be what you give away. In the authority of God, I pray. Come on, give God praise. Say it. Let it be unto me just as you have spoken, Lord. That's what Mary told the angel. Mary is a little teenager, ain't never had no sex. Amen. The man said, but you gonna have a baby. Mary didn't say, well, I feel nothing. And ain't no man, I ain't got no man. So that can't happen. She said, be it unto me just like you have said. Lift your hand right now. Say it. Lord, this is your week. Be it unto me just like you have spoken it. This is the day that you have made. I'm going to rejoice every day and be glad. I'm a happy person. See, I'm a happy person. Speak, and he performs. Write this down, please. Why heaven needs your prayer. Look at Matthew 18. Read it aloud. Verse 19. Jesus speaking. Again, I tell you that if two of you, any two of you on earth, on where? Earth. That's important. See, not in heaven. You don't got no power in heaven. On earth, if two of you agree about how many things? Anything, he says. And you ask God to do it. Watch him now. It will be done by my Father. Where's he? In heaven. But he's waiting for you to agree on earth. before heaven, he could act. The authority is in us. This is my favorite prayer. This I claim this every time I preach. We agree. Once you agree on something concerning his will, he can do it on earth. He said, you'll have whatever you ask, for where two or three come together in his authority, his name, they have the whole government on their side. I'll be with them. Ladies and gentlemen, when you come together, you don't need 1,000 people praying. Just find one more human who got the same submission spirit like you. Agree. Once you agree on something concerning his will, he can do it on earth. He said, you'll have whatever you ask, for where two or three come together in his authority, his name, they have the whole government on their side. I'll be with them. Ladies and gentlemen, when you come together, you don't need 1,000 people praying. Just find one more human who got the same submission spirit like you and agree on something. You activate the government of heaven, the power of a human. This is why you don't need a lot of people to have things done from heaven. Just need another one. By the way, this is the reason why you should get married. Marry someone for this reason right here. You could agree with them in prayer. If you can't marry someone who lived the rest of your life as your agreement partner, you have problems. I'm talking to some people here now. I don't know where you're at, but if you're seeking out, use this as your foundation. You know, remember seeking out, right? Seeking out. That's a Baintown statement. Seeking out means, probably know what seeking out means. You're probably doing it now. Seeking out. If you're looking for someone, that between me and her, you all leave us alone. I'm looking for her too. No, I'm checking out things for her too. Praise the Lord. I'm seeking for her on her behalf. Fine. I tell them, leave you alone. And if I find him, he can be just like me. Short, handsome, rich. Glory, hallelujah. If there's an interest from anyone, I'm talking to you unmarried people, stop checking out how they look and where they waken and what they got. Because you see, I started with nothing when my wife married me. But she had some one who could agree with her in prayer. That's why we got something. So you don't want someone who beautiful and handsome. You want somebody who could agree. Wherever any two shall agree, they can ask what? Anything. Anything. It shall be done. Because God depends on you to get things done on earth. Okay, write this down. Please, important statements. I was meditating on this at 2 a.m. this morning. I was meditating on this stuff right here. Prayer is man releasing the kingdom authority of heaven on earth. That's what prayer is. Prayer is the government of heaven coming into earth through man's authority. Number two, prayer is God keeping his words, promises to earth through mankind. God made many promises to earth, but he can't keep them unless a human cooperates with him. Number three, prayer is mankind's transacting government business with heaven for earth's interests. Heaven is a government, the kingdom of heaven. And earth is the colony. And God needs an intermediary in order for him to transact business on earth. So you have been chosen by God, placed on earth to dominate the earth for him on his behalf, so he needs your cooperation to transact business. Prayer, therefore, is a business transaction. That's why he needs you. Prayer, and number four, is heaven's program to influence earth. And that's why we began this year, this whole January month, with teaching on prayer and fasting and doing it because it's about influence. It's about influence. Everything in life is about influence. If you influence something, you control it. And prayer, therefore, is how we influence and control what happens on this earth. And what isn't happening is because we are allowing it, we're not influencing it. And God's desire is for you to walk into your workplace and become an influence, and you ain't got to talk to people, talk to God. Amen. What I like about prayer is they even ain't know you influencing. I think of Daniel influencing Babylon from his bedroom. I think of Joseph influencing Egypt from his prison cell. Where can you influence God? From your office department, from your place in that hotel. You pray. Imagine being a housekeeper working in a hotel. One time I told God, I said, God, make me a housekeeper for a month. Can you imagine? I get to pray over beds. Oh, Lord have mercy. I don't know what they do when I leave, but I anoint this. I release angels. I mean, prayer meeting. Imagine. Let me tell you something. If you was a housekeeping hotel, God gave you a holy assignment to change millions of people's lives. Every time they come in here to do evil, all of a sudden the angels stop them. Bam. Why? Because someone just prayed in there, anointed that bed, filled it with anointing, and worship in that room. Give God a praise. Hey, boys, say influence. Oh, I tell you, you work into a restaurant, my God, you handling people food. Every time I took up a plate, I'd be saying, Iko Rabba Shapra, taking out Ramba Rabba Sate, Rebo Shute Mahaprebo. They even ain't got to pray for it, it's straight. Glory. Every morsel they eat, Lord, let them speak in tongues. Thank you, sir. That's influence. You ain't going to say nothing to them. The power of prayer. Jesus said, you pray in secret. The Lord rewards you openly. You hear the tourists change. You see those bad folks on the job and them bad attitude change. They don't know why they're changing. Because you got influence with the government. Give God a big praise. Hallelujah. You don't need to have a title. Just have a connection. That's where the power is. That's where the power is. Prayer. Write this down, please. Very important. You know, prayer is not a religious act. It's a political act. Therefore, prayer is petitioning. Now, here's the bottom line. Petitions are only presented to governments or to authorities. Therefore, petitions are based on rights. And that's why prayer becomes not automatic. Do you know why you hire a lawyer? Because you don't know all your rights. The law books in the Bahamas are so thick, you will never read them. So you pay this guy who read them, you think. Or you pay this lady, okay? And you pay them because they're supposed to claim they read them. Or they hire clerks to read them for them in the office to find the words that relate to your case. They call them precedents. Precedents means that when you go to a lawyer, he looks at your case, and every case is supposed to have a precedence. Problem starts when there's no precedence for a case. Precedence means it happened before. So they just pull out the old paper and say, okay, whatever they judged back then, they rule here. So they use the precedence to get your answer from the judge. Everybody with me? Oh, I feel like running all by myself. The Bible in your hand is your precedence. So you say, wait a minute. Boy, this week I feel like I in hellfire. God said, okay, pull up the law book. See if you can find the precedence. Let's see, Shadrach. And then you start checking. Let's see, hellfire. Hellfire? I feel like fire this week. Okay. So come on, give God a praise. I said, Lord, I got a precedence. You come before the judge. Say, Lord, if you did it for Shadrach and me, Shaq, and the big Negro, I mean the Bendigo, you can do it. You know, God kept telling the children of Israel when they got in problems. He always said, did I not do this? Did I not do that? In other words, a lot of things I already did as presidents. Some of y'all going home to a kitchen that ain't got much in it, and God is saying, look, pull up your law book. I fed Elijah with birds. Your bird is about to arrive. Come on, give God a praise. Tell him, thank you for the precedence. Hallelujah. A courtroom is a place where you get petitions answered based on constitutional rights. Prayer is not begging, it's demanding. Write this down, please. It's very important. Prayer is the petitioning of authority for rights guaranteed in a constitutional law. That's why prayer is not guessing. This is why you got to learn prayer. You don't just talk to God. You can't just walk into a courtroom, and that's why you don't hardly ever represent yourself in court, because you don't know the law. That's why you hire a lawyer. You know, there are some people who represent themselves and they go to jail. They don't know the law. You understand that? That's why you need either to study that word or lean heavy on the Holy Ghost. We can talk about him in a second before we close. The Holy Ghost is called the Counselor. He is the chief attorney. He can understand, and he puts them in words that the judge can understand. That's why the Bible says when you pray, you don't know what you ought to pray for. Therefore, the Holy Spirit helps you with your weaknesses by giving you groanings that only He could understand. He gives you words that the Father knows exactly what the problem is. And the Holy Ghost also knows the mind of the judge. Man, I feel like shouting all by myself. You see, could you imagine you know what the judge won't hear? You straight. You don't walk in there hoping the judge can give you a good rule. You go in there, you know exactly what he won't hear. The Bible says, no man knows the mind of God except the Spirit of God. And he has given you that Spirit. That's why you depend on the Holy Spirit in prayer. Prayer takes your feeble communication, your funny language, and he puts it in God's terminology. That's why you pray in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit protects you from making mistakes in prayer. A kingdom, you know, is an actual country. But here's what I call the kingdom definition of prayer. Write this down. Prayer is terrestrial license for celestial interference. That sounds deep. Make it sound smart, right? I gave these words last week, but I want you to look at this. Terrestrial means earth, and celestial means heaven. So prayer is the terrestrial giving the celestial permission to interfere in the terrestrial. So prayer is man exercising his legal authority on earth to invoke heaven's influence on planet. Therefore, what happens on Monday, Tuesday, this week, or Wednesday, depends on what you say. This is why talking is important. You can pray all day, 24 hours. That's why you got to memorize the Bible. The Bible is the material for God to perform. If you read all these love novels and all these romance novels and all these, you know, all the newspapers every day, and you read all the magazines and all the punch and everything else, then when you got problems in your office, problems in your job, problems in the hotel, problems in your business, problems in your life, problems in marriage, what are you going to tell God? Well, I read this, you know, in the punch. God said, I can't perform punch. I can't. That ain't my word. And remember, you only know what you learned. Let me tell you something, friends. Here's why I read the Bible so much. I love you so much. I want you to get this. Help me, Jesus. I learned this when I was 15. That's why I pray so much. People think that the Holy Spirit will help you pray by giving you information. He does not. Let me tell you something. Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance the things you learn. If you ain't learned nothing, he'll remind you of that. Clap. Now, let's put the puzzle together, okay? God says, I watch over my words to perform. Holy Spirit only brings to your remembrance what you learned. God says, I only perform what I said. But the Holy Spirit only brings to your remembrance what you learned. So if you don't learn what God said, you'll never get God to perform what he said. And God will never perform what you're saying if it's not what he said. And the Holy Ghost will never bring to your remembrance what God never said. He'll remind you what you learned that you didn't know that God said, which God didn't say. God didn't say. This is why watching those soap operas are dangerous. For hours. Because that's what's going into your mind. And when you get a problem in your marriage, you think about this movie you saw on LMN. And how this man did this thing, this woman did this thing. See, that the Holy Ghost said, oh, Lord, what is this you're remembering? Are you laughing? People are living movies every day and calling it problems. Make this the year you read the Bible. Study the Bible. You know, you don't read the Bible to be spiritual. You read it to get material for the Holy Ghost to dig down and dig up when it's ready. Let me tell you something, man. Oh, help me. When I was, I told you when I read the whole Bible when I was 14, the whole Bible. You know why I read it? Because when I read that verse, it made sense. See, you think that you read the Bible to remember it. No. You don't supposed to remember the Bible when you read it. Someone else gonna do that for you. So my son, go home and read the book of Habakkuk. Why? You ain't never read Habakkuk. So now you got a problem, right?
Yeah.
The solution for the problem is in Habakkuk. You ain't never read Habakkuk. Holy Ghost digging down deep looking for Habakkuk. Where Habakkuk? Can't find, he find all kind of funny books, comic books, Spider-Man. He said, what's this I find in here? He looking for something to help you. Come on, give God a praise. You got to read the word. He remembers it for you. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Just read it. Just read it. Don't worry about trying to remember and, you know, quote it. Just read it. Because once it's there, he's got material. I tell you, some of you all think I'm smart. Mm-mm, child. I just got a lot of stuff. I post scriptures from all, I mean, while I'm teaching, he just put this there. Put, it's there already. He could find it. He could find it. Some of you all never read Jeremiah. That's why Jerry's so depressed. Jerry said, why they don't read me? I got all these answers for their problems. Can I hear amen?
Amen.
Solutions are all through the library. That book is God's law library. And all the prisons are there. And you got to pull them back up. Holy Ghost is there. Remember, he's what? Counselor. He's the one who knows where everything is in the library. But if your bookshelves are empty, let me say it again. Your bookshelves are empty. Look at your brain. You got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And the rest of it is empty. God, this is a small library. I can imagine. I can just see your brain right now. That's God walking around. This is an empty place. Oh, it's empty shelf. You are 50 years old and got two books on it. And then Old Testament, all you got is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. God said, wait a minute. I got 150 Psalms. This one got one. Tell your neighbor, this is it. I'm going to fill my library this year. Give him a big hand clap. That's right. You read the Bible so you can have something to pray, so you can do it. All right, let me wrap this up. Oh, man, we can finish this next time. Prayer is, now this is what I want you to get. Prayer is the colony, which is mankind. Prayer is the colony of the kingdom, which is heaven, petitioning the kingdom's government, which is the Father, to interfere in the territory, which is earth, through the authority of the governor, who is the Holy Spirit, in the name of the King, who is Jesus. That's a perfect definition. Write that down. Prayer is the colony. It's like the Bahamas before 1973 petitioning England for help. We can't go direct. We got to go through Sir Ralph Grey as the governor in the Pink House. The Bahamians could not talk ever directly to England. It was illegal. We had to go through the governor of the colony. Then he would take our petitions to England. Because he was the Englishman. He understood the whole law, the system, the culture of the kingdom. And he would put it in words that the queen and king could understand. So prayer is the colony petitioning the government through the governor in the name of the king. Everything in a kingdom is done in the name of the king. Even eating is done in the name of the king. Drinking is to the name of the king. Everything is in that authority because the king owns everything. That's why you give king praise all the time. can't do anything without heaven. But heaven